This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is Pride Month. You've seen the rainbows, probably. It's also the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising, a pivotal moment in the gay rights movement in this country. There are Pride celebrations in a lot of places commemorating Stonewall. There's also a lot of very visible corporate support. Company logos are now rainbow-colored. Rainbow flags are hanging on offices and government buildings, even on the New York Federal Reserve down on Wall Street here in Manhattan. LGBTQ people and support groups have worked for decades to get that kind of acceptance. Some, though, have started asking whether there is such a thing as too much. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that story.
June 28, 1969. 20-year-old Dale Mitchell and his boyfriend are walking down the street through the West Village in New York.
And we saw up ahead a bunch of flickering blue police lights.
The police were raiding the Stonewall Inn, as they often did, harassing and arresting the clientele for being gay or gender nonconforming.
The police were carting off the patrons to a nearby paddy wagon and three drag queens, if I remember correctly. The cops particularly like to pick on drag queens. One of them broke free, and she said, "Come on, you faggots, let's riot."
They did. And after that uprising, something changed in the gay rights movement. It became louder. Pride marches across the U.S. were set up to commemorate Stonewall. Eric Marcus is a historian and hosts the Making Gay History podcast. He remembers one of his first Pride celebrations in 1980, and he says back then, these were protest marches without a lot of mainstream support.
Because gay people were sick, sinful, disgusting, horrible, illegal people. Nobody wants to be associated with gay people, and no corporation, no company selling things other than perhaps a bathhouse would advertise to gay people. No, it was laughable.
That changed. This is from CBS coverage of San Francisco's Pride Parade in 2018.
One of the larger contingents on this parade route as well, Amazon. With their
Google always has a huge contingent.
Yeah, Levi's, Wells Fargo, Macy's.
I think it's great. I think it's terrible.
Historian Eric Marcus again.
I live in Chelsea in Manhattan. Last year, I saw a float go by with a rainbow painted outdoor patio chair, and it was for a patio furniture company. I thought, this has just gone too far.
Last year's New York Pride Parade had more than 100 floats and 550 contingents, including corporate sponsors and small businesses. The business presence and LGBTQ-oriented advertising generally feels exploitative to people like Robin Scott. She tried to march in one of New York's Pride Parades last year with a nonprofit group.
And we were supposed to step off at 2, and at 6, we still hadn't left. And I'd spent 4 hours just circling behind an inflatable Chipotle burrito. It was just advertising, and the whole parade was choked with it.
Which is why this year she's marching in an alternative Pride parade in New York, the Queer Liberation March. It's the same day as the main parade, but in the morning. Ann Northrup is one of the organizers.
And mostly there will just be people. No corporate floats, nothing like that. And we've even had a few politicians who want to march with us. And we've had to tell them, look, this is just not the place for campaigning.
Northrop's concerned that some corporations are just using LGBTQ images to make themselves look better, something she calls pinkwashing. At the same time, she acknowledges corporations have been critical to promoting LGBTQ causes, non-discrimination and domestic partner benefits before gay marriage was legal, for example. More recently, many businesses opposed the bathroom ban in North Carolina that targeted trans people.
So Wells Fargo has been committed to the LGBTQ community for just over 30 years now. It goes back to 1987 when we first incorporated sexual orientation in our non-discrimination policy.
John Lake is a VP of marketing for Wells Fargo and says his company's donated $50 million to LGBTQ charities and advocacy groups over the last 30 years.
Our participation in Pride actually goes back 25 years. We've been involved with Pride events since 1993.
He says corporate visibility may be old news in some large cities, but not everywhere.
Where the visibility, I feel, really matters is in smaller communities around the country. You know, we're in places like Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Winston-Salem, and Anchorage, Alaska. And, you know, I feel like our visibility there means so much.
Ultimately, corporate visibility during Pride, whether it's marketing or floats or rainbow flags and logos, is a product of the movement's success. The idea that there might be too much corporate visibility was nearly unthinkable 50 years ago. Back then, beer bottles were smashed against police vans. Today, beer bottles have rainbow flags on them. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.